Less hiring, more unemployment. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's in a report just out this morning.
There were 150,000 new jobs created last month, fewer than expected. The unemployment rate rose from 3.8 to 3.9%. Also, job creation for August and September has been revised lower by 101,000.
Fox's Jenny Casola. That report could lift stocks, futures higher before the opening bell. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visiting Israel for a third time since Hamas's terror attack started a war.
How Israel does this matters, and it is very important that when it comes to the protection of civilians who are caught in a crossfire of Hamas's making, that everything be done to protect them.
Blinken's visit comes as fighting rages on inside the Gaza Strip behind me. We've heard small arms fire today. The Israelis are updating their death toll to 24 soldiers since they launched the ground portion of this war. 28 days in, factions inside Gaza still maintain their abilities to fire rockets. There have been sirens sounding in southern Israel today.
That's Fox's Trey Yanks near the border. Officials in Gaza say more than 9,000 Palestinians have been killed. House Republicans have approved $14 billion in military aid just for Israel. GOP Congressman Mike Gallagher just told Fox,
I think we need a separate track of negotiations for things like Ukraine in return for meaningful border policy changes.
But the House bill may go nowhere in the Senate because they want to bundle Israel and Ukraine aid together. At the civil trial in New York, former President Trump calls rigged, denying his company committed fraud like the judge ruled.
Eric Trump, who now runs the Trump Organization, is due back on the witness stand today. New York Attorney General Letitia James is suing the Trumps and the Trump Organization, accusing them of inflating the former president's net worth in order to get favorable deals on insurance and loans.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. So far, Eric and Donald Trump Jr. have distanced themselves in testimony from financial statements. America's listening to Fox News.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure for max strength daytime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. DayQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure. The daytime non-drowsy, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine. Use it directed.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-G-O-L-D.
He's turned on his fellow ex-cops. A former Memphis police officer, Desmond Mills Jr., has taken a plea deal, admitting his guilt in Tyree Nichols' beating death at a traffic stop in January. Nichols' mother, Rovon Walls, says,
this is very difficult, but I'm hoping that Mr. Mills, it was his conscience that allowed him to make this plea agreement.
Mills faces up to 15 years in prison on federal and state charges and will testify against four others. There will also be police against police testimony in Louisville, where a jury's been seated for the federal civil rights trial stemming from Breonna Taylor's death.
Louisville Metro Police Officer Chris Kitchen will testify he was shocked by former Detective Brett Hankison's blindly firing 10 shots into Breonna Taylor's home in a neighboring apartment in March of 2020. Hankison is facing two federal counts of deprivation of rights in the botched raid of Taylor's home in the middle of the night, in which cops busted down her door to serve a search warrant related to a drug dealer who lived 10 miles away. Prosecutors calling out Hankison's behavior as going against police training, allegedly bouncing with excitement before the raid. Attorneys for the ex-Louisville cop argue he had heard gunfire and instinctively was trying to protect his fellow officers. Hankison was previously acquitted on state charges connected to the raid. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Amid all the good things AI can do, there's worry about the bad, and here's another example.
Parents of girls at a New Jersey high school say their daughters were humiliated after learning fake pornographic images of themselves were generated with artificial intelligence and circulated among classmates. The incident happened at Westfield High School, according to the Wall Street Journal. The school district would not say whether the boy who created them has been disciplined, but parents did say that police reports were filed.
That's Sue Guzman. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a check of local news. U of I is one of 31 regional tech hubs sparring innovation across the nation. The Biden-Harris administration named Illinois Fermentation and Agricultural Biomanufacturing one of the many leading the charge in biomanufacturing. Researchers convert grains like corn and soybeans into high-value goods. A new kitchen in Brazil helping disadvantaged women has a link to Central Illinois. Urbana Rotary Club members work with their partner club in Canela, Brazil to build a space to help women develop culinary skills. The idea began when an Urbana Rotarian had a chance meeting with his Brazilian counterpart. Two schools in Coles County teaming up with a business to help college students with tuition, Eastern Illinois University and Lakeland College, part of the Rural King Scholarship Program. Applications accepted from Rural King employees looking to further their education. The scholarships range from $2,500 to full rides. If you're curious, give those folks a call. That's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim Miller. Our meteorologist, Greg Solier, with the weekend weather and falling back on the clocks and stuff, brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
And they remind you it's a great time of year to start lining up some terrific programs, some indoor things, the pickleball, and the leaves look so great right now. Get out into some of the recreational spaces and find out the details at urbanaparks.org.
Well, Mr. Meteorologist, Science Man, what you seeing here for our weekend, my friend?
Well, in a relatively good order, nice return on temperatures here, back to a little above average. We'll continue that trend into early next week, a minor setback end portion of next week. No big major wet weather systems or storms to contend with around here. Storm track taking on more of a southerly route as it hits the Mississippi and points to the south and east from there, so they need that in some of the worst drought areas. Meanwhile, our drought monitor from yesterday showing a big improvement. Abnormally dry, drought-ridden grounds gone, still lingering just slightly east of the Wabash, more so south of I-70, but over much of northern and central Illinois, we are certainly in good shape. Same with temperatures this morning with readings over at Willard and Savoy now, checking in with a 36-degree reading there, 40 now at Rantoul, up close to 60 today with a partly sunny, windy day's worth of weather, fair amount of high mid-level clouds on the northern horizon and up overhead in some spots. That's all we expect today. South winds 15 to 25. A couple of sprinkles tonight, little backdoor cool front turns the wind into the west-northwest tomorrow, 45 tonight, still 62 tomorrow in a partly sunny sky. By late in the day, it's a light northeast wind. That'll bring down some slightly cooler air tomorrow night, lows in the 30s. On Sunday, yeah, the sun down at 4:46 in the afternoon, partly sunny, high near 60, maybe a sprinkle late in the day. A couple of rainy spells, quarter inch or under that, if you add everything up for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week, with temperatures in the lower 60s, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 50s Thursday, upper 40s next Friday. The following week, signs of a warm-up beginning to spread back into the Midwest. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
The head basketball coach at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign is Mr. Brad Underwood. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Good to have you on our show. We appreciate it. I was just lamenting about the college basketball game and how things have changed. You'd have to talk me into ever recruiting a freshman again, Brad. I mean, I like the older guys, and I kind of like the bookie. I mean, why would I get an 18-year-old? We're going to have a 23-year-old that scored 20 a game. Why would I ever do that?
Yeah, it's truly why the portal is really good for coaches. And it's like a buffet. You can just go get what you want. And, we wanted to get old, and we were very very matter of fact about what we wanted. We did that. We went and got three grad transfers. We got two guys that have a ton of experience, and we improved our shooting, which was a key goal. And yeah, you just get there's a big discrepancy now with obviously the COVID years, bonus years still being in play. You got a huge age difference between an 18-year-old, and you've got some guys that are 25, 26 years old still playing college athletics. And I like those. It's been a very, very fun process to this point with this group.
And I think I sense that you love putting the puzzle together, figuring the pieces and what goes what where. I think you really like that.
Yeah, it's one of the things I enjoy every year with every team is just trying to figure it out. You know, it's just, you know, who plays well together, who doesn't, who's, you know, who gives you a punch off the bench. You know, do you want all five defenders, or do you want five offensive guys? You know, it's just a jigsaw puzzle that I really enjoy tinkering around with, and it's become harder to do because you're trying to get to know certain personalities in a much quicker time frame than previously. You used to know kids, and you know, you back in the old days, you signed one or two, and maybe three was a big class, but you already knew most of the pieces were put together. Today it's scrambled.
Yeah,
all those pieces are all over the table, and you don't know until sometimes the start of school what you got.
Well, I tell you what you did with Maui and Bill Self and Kansas, you know, it was an awesome overall $1 million plus to the really cause. I know it was important to you. I think it was awesome. I think we should maybe look at stuff like that every year if it's possible. The NCAA is okay. But, you know, as far as the game, I understand it was exhibition, all that. And I know it didn't count, but it kind of counted.
Yeah,
it just felt like, okay, we can play. We can play with anybody. I mean, it felt good.
Yeah, you know, you learn so much in those, and I also be remiss if I didn't thank all the fans who purchased the tickets and allowed that to be a very, very successful event, and a lot of us have enjoyed the fruits of Maui going over and having a great place to vacation, and so I do want to thank our fans, but. And really want to thank Bill for coming back.
Yeah.
And it was a secret scrimmage the way it started. And here we are, and, you know, it's no different than last year. Last year, nobody got to see it. It makes our team better. It makes their team better. You find out a lot. And we just did it in a game format this year. And they get talked about a little more, but a lot of really good things about it, and some things that we know we've got to continue to get better. And it's a starting point. This happened to come against a really good team with a really good coach.
All right. Well, so I saw a guy that used to look like Ty Rogers on the floor. What happened to him, man? What he looks is slender. He's slender. Crazy.
He's lost a lot of weight. You know, I could sit here and talk for hours about Adam Fletcher and the job he does, but it's so detailed, and you've got to get guys to buy into that, and Ty has done that. I think he's down 18 pounds.
Oh, my. Man. Well, if he brings it up, that's great, and I still don't feel as good as Io, but or Trent, but yeah. Anyway, when you get him posted up with a point guard, good luck. Forget about it, right? I mean,
he's so strong. The Harris kid, who's, you know, I think one of the best point guards in the country, on the second play of the game, he ran by our bench and he said, "Oh my gosh, coach, is he strong?" Mm-hmm. And that's a fourth year guy, Ty's a really, really good player, a great athlete. He's been sensational all fall.
And Terrence and Coleman, I mean, you got some pieces, and I like the guy from Southern Damascus. I mean, boy, I tell you what, this is exciting. And again, watching you on the sidelines, watching the ball game, I'm voting for 23 years old every time now. I mean, it just felt so much better. I'm sorry, I love the young guys, but come on, these guys they've been there, they've done this.
You know, and I mentioned it, our attention to detail and practice, these guys are just so mature.
Mm-hmm.
And they know how to practice. Our practices are much more efficient. They know what to look for, and we don't have to repeat things 10 times. You know, they just know because they've had the experience, and, you know, as have, you know, our returners now. So it's a very efficient way to be a basketball coach when you're old and have knowledge, and then this group's a really high character group. They've got great guys, and so it's enjoyable.
Well, it's a fun start. We're looking forward to Eastern. We're looking forward to Marquette and all these games coming up. Mm-hmm. What are you trying to learn early yet? Now it starts counting. What you still looking for the same kind of things?
Well, we've got to guard better. One, I'm looking for some defensive prowess. I didn't like that very much. I used this with our team. After the Kansas game, I said, if we played that game at Allen Fieldhouse, we didn't guard well enough to win. And, we have to shift our mentality. We're still making way too many mistakes on that side. I love our freshmen. Keep feeding them into what we're doing. Their talent is exceptional. So I've been very, very pleased with them as well. So, we're still looking for chemistry things, trying to figure out, can we slide Coleman to the four spot some and play him with Amani and Dane? And, what does that piece look like? So there's still things out there that we're far from refined, that's for sure. And we're still making way, way too many mistakes on the defensive side.
We played golf with Zach and Tyler. Your son Tyler. How are the young coaches doing, those guys? I mean, they're good kids.
They're great.
They really are.
Yeah, they are great. I appreciate you saying that. They're both of those guys are young, and they found a great presence on the court. And Tyler is predominantly helping on the offensive side. Zach is on the defensive side, have been their focuses. So, now we, when we have assistant coaches out all the time, recruiting and the fall and September become crazy months. Now we have consistency every day with those guys. So, they've got, a ton of responsibility from the new position and what we've done with them. As we dive into scouting, they'll help with the assistant coaches in terms of those areas. So I've been really pleased. They have great relationships with our guys, and it's one of the best things the NCAA's done is add those two spots.
That's awesome. And by the way, if Tyler on 5 at the country club hit it pin high to the right, he was on 8, but what the heck? If he could hit the ball straight, he'd probably drive greens. The guy can hit the golf ball now.
He crushes a golf ball. Yeah, and he weighs 150 pounds and hits it a mile. But he's got to get the straight thing figured out.
Yeah. All right. So still enjoying it, man. Was this seventh year? No, it can't be the seventh year. Sixth year?
Starting year 7. Here we go.
But yeah. You just got here and you were just coaching Oklahoma State or whatever the heck it was, and here you are. But you're still enjoying life. You love what you do.
Yeah, it's I say it every day. I've never worked a day in my life. I get to do something that I have a passion about, and it's very rewarding. Years like this and where our guys to this point have been fabulous, and I enjoy putting the pieces of the puzzle together. I enjoy the process. And now we've got brutal games coming up and a tough schedule, and it starts on Monday, and they start ripping those games off here pretty quick once they get started. So, love it, and got the best fans in America and the best home court. I'm glad we've got the month of November at home.
Lastly, you ever have a relationship at all with Bobby Knight? Anything there at all? Was that before?
I did actually. It was very interesting yesterday because I had Big Ten Network on watching some of Mike Woodson and my first acquaintance with Coach Knight was as a junior in high school. That was right after Landon Turner's accident. Mm. And he was going around the country doing a bunch of speaking engagements, raising money for his medical expenses. Mm. And he happened to come to my little hometown in McPherson, Kansas. And my dad at the time was the president of Chamber of Commerce. So I got to ride with my dad to Wichita, Kansas, which was about an hour drive, and take Coach Knight to and from the airport.
Wow.
And it was one of those moments. And then obviously he was at Tech, when we were at Kansas State. early on and was around him and got to know his son Pat very well. And Chris Beard was on that staff at that time. And so I was around him some in the profession, but didn't know him, personally, from an adult side of things.
Well, with all the stuff, all the good things he did kind of got overshadowed, but man, could he X's and O's it, and definitely was intimidating, but boy, what a winner as a coach from the standpoint of knowing how to form teams. Anyway, I'm rooting for you all the way, coach. You're the man, you're getting her done, and we're excited about this potential and have fun putting it together, but it's fun watching your team. And I just have changed from the 18-year-old. I'm going with the 23-year-old guy now. It's crazy, and I love it. But anyway, good luck. Let's get him going, and can't wait to watch you Monday.
See everybody on Monday. Thank you.
That's Coach Brad Underwood on the Tavern's Towing phone line, Illinois basketball coach on ESPN 93.5. No, he sounds I think it's better for him. When you're not having to, really.
Absolutely.
18. We have two really, really good freshmen. Three really, really good ones. But they're freshmen.
Right.
So, but right now, which you got a bunch of men that understand the work ethic because they have done all this. So it's just like, get the notebook out, look through 1,800 names, and let's do that.
Right. It's cool the way he's embraced it. I like hearing that side. Thanks for thinking of that, Stevie J. Great chat with Coach Brad Underwood here on ESPN 93.5.
Well, before you walk down the aisle, make sure. Busey suggests this, so they've got the credibility on it. Make sure that you talk money.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about what you're going to do when you're married. Are you having your own account? Am I having mine? Are we doing a joint? How are we saving? What's the plan here? Can we really look out 40, 50 years down the road and say, what do we want? That takes some maturity. Even if you're older and you really have a little cash here and there, not sure what to do, Busey's happy to sit down with you. Talk about what you want to do. They're going to ask you, what do you want? Well, I don't want to worry about money. Okay, so here's what we're going to have to do. We're going to make this. We're going to save this. We're going to do this. And we're going to put it here, and you're not going to worry about it because it's going to grow. That's what they do. They've been doing it a long, long time. They got everything. Personal mortgage, business, cash management, wealth management. It is all there at Busey. Go to Busey.com, stop by one of their many convenient locations today. Member FDIC.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Job growth moderated in October. There were 150,000 new jobs created last month, fewer than forecast. The unemployment rate rose to 3.9%. And job creation for August and September was revised lower by 101,000. Wage growth for the year ending in October rose 4.1%. That's a sign that wage increases are also moderating. Apple's forecast for the holiday quarter is dragging down that stock. Apple sees business flat from a year ago. The holiday season is usually when Apple sells more iPhones. The parent company of Outback Steakhouse is seeing softer demand for casual dining. It's lowering expectations for the year. Bloomin' Brands is also parent company of Carrabba's, Bonefish Grill, and Fleming's. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
I'm Dana Perino, and this is Perino on Politics.
Dana Perino, absolutely. Co-host of The 5 and co-anchor of America's Newsroom, returns to Fox News Audio with a brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay right. will be thrilled by the return of a familiar voice, but with a fresh spin as Dana guides audiences through the 2024 election cycle. Make sure you subscribe to this series wherever you download podcasts right. and leave a rating and
it's
review.
Cool the way
All right, it's ESPN 93.5, Dr. Al Dada, OSF Healthcare. Doctor, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Actually, you're a heart specialist.
Yes.
So how did we get into heart specialists in your work? I mean, you went to medical school, did all that. Why the heart?
Why the heart? Most important organ, in my opinion.
Well, okay, that's
it's
true.
It's pretty important, all right. But there's so many variations and complications and things. We want a healthy heart.
Yes.
If it's pumping the blood, how do we keep a healthy heart?
Oh, there's different levels of heart disease. Some of it is acquired. Some of it is just with age. Some of it is you're not taking care of your engine mm-hmm. that keeps your body mm-hmm. going. Mm-hmm. You know, so what I wanted to talk about today specifically, because there's different levels. We talk about heart disease your garden variety heart disease that we hear about is the massive coronary. Well, that those are the arteries that supply the heart muscle to keep it going. And there's regular heartbeats like atrial fibrillation and so forth, and that's common, and we see that as we age. But what I wanted to hone in on today is aortic valve disease. And that is becoming a lot more common.
What is the result of a bad aortic? I mean, is that a cardiac arrest? What is that?
Well, it could lead to deterioration of the condition of the heart overall.
Okay.
And the demise of the heart.
So give me something to take where I have a good aortic. How do I do that? Is there a pill I can? What do we do?
There's nothing.
Healthy living, taking care of yourself.
That takes care of the arteries. That takes care of the rhythm. But the valve itself, unfortunately, we age as the blood pumps through this valve, which is the main valve that's, you know, separates the heart, the pump, and the rest of the circulation.
So the pipe gets old.
It does.
So what do we do?
As the blood flows through this valve, there is this micro trauma on the valve that results in essentially calluses on the valve that leads to the narrowing of the valve.
Okay.
What can you do to prevent it? Nothing, unfortunately.
How do I know what my status is? And if I build calluses and it's narrowing, how do I widen the road?
Get your physical exams annually.
Okay.
And a simple stethoscope exam to listen to the flow through the valve tells us, oh, we have a turbulent flow.
You didn't bring your stethoscope today, did you?
In my car.
Okay, you always have one.
Might want to check us over.
We need checkups. We want people to be aware of it, because generally to go in and see Dr. Al-Dada here from OSF Healthcare, I'm a little worried you'll find something.
Well,
I feel fine, that kind of thing.
So technology has improved. And historically, the way we fixed this valve was open heart surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And you fix the valve by taking out the old valve and you put a new one in. And
you put a new valve in?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Common?
Very common, actually.
Is it artificial? It has to be artificial.
Artificial.
And it works.
And it works.
And that's a stent then? Or it's a tube-looking thing?
It kind of...
You're putting a PVC in me or something.
So historically, it was like a little cage, like a circular cage with bioprosthetic material in between it to mimic the natural valve.
Okay.
And there is also mechanical valves with metallic structure to it.
Hmm.
But unfortunately, if you get a metallic valve, you're on blood thinners the rest of your life.
I see.
And it's a poison, essentially. Mm-hmm. You know, you risk bleeding. But the technology has evolved to the point that we could actually deliver a new valve inside your old valve with a puncture wound on your skin through the groin.
See, this is crazy. And you're just, you're telling them, you're like a kid getting presents. You love this. You're passionate about it. How is it? It's one thing to be good at this. It's another thing to be passionate and good at this. Why the passion?
Let's say you have valve disease and your heart is having to pump. Let's say you got a sump pump in your basement, right?
Yeah.
And it has a 2-inch pipe.
Okay.
And now with the callus formation and the narrowing of the valve, it becomes a 1-inch pipe. So this sump pump is going to have to fight resistance.
Yep.
Obstruction of
the
flow.
Good explanation.
So the same thing with your heart. Now it struggles. So it's inefficient.
But why are you so fired up about it? You're great. This is awesome. It makes me really interested in this because you're interested in
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you come in my clinic. We see you. We identify the problem. Okay? We fix the problem. The turnaround and symptom improvement and freedom to be physically able to do everything you want independently. This is just amazing. We see these patients struggling, short of breath, chest pains, passing out, having heart failure, and so forth. And then we fix the valve.
So you're excited to help people.
Oh, my gosh.
So what when you help somebody and they're doing great, what does that feel like?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you come in my clinic in a wheelchair because you're unable to walk from the door of my clinic to the exam room. And the next time I see you, you're in cardiac rehab on a treadmill or stationary bike or whatever, independent. I mean, man, this is amazing, you know.
You might want to go see this guy.
Yeah.
Dr. Al-Dada. It's, you spell it A-L. Is it, how do you spell Dada?
D-A-H.
Yes.
Yep.
And he's at OSF. Can people get an appointment with you? How does that work?
You could call in. You can get referral from your primary care and so forth. So, yeah.
Yeah, I just went to osfhealthcare.org, and it's easy to set up an appointment and click on cardiac, and yeah.
Well, I just fired up that you're fired up. and you have such an interest. You're like a somebody who wants to make sure it's good. If it's good, you'll tell them, hey, you're good. If it's not, you can say, hey, here's what we can do, and we go through your vein. You don't have to do the whole open heart thing. So you're on the cutting edge. OSF has brought, I think, a real lift to the community from the standpoint of you guys are good, and Carl's good, you're good. So we have great here, which is what we want.
Yes.
And you got a guy here standing next to me that, you know, is excited to help you. And I'm sorry, but I don't feel that with everybody. Mm-hmm. And you kind of got that thing.
Thank you.
How many years have you been doing this?
I graduated med school actually 20 years ago. It took me 10 years to train up to this point, so I've been practicing for 10 years.
Well, when it comes to cardiac care, it looks like OSF is award-winning. You got a great team around you?
We do. We do. An amazing team.
All right.
Well, Dr. Al Dadah, if you want to learn more about him, you would go to the website.
OSFhealthcare.org.
And I just want to run to your car with you and have you check.
Yep. Get that stethoscope out, please.
Because you know what? It's just like every man, particularly men, I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about that left arm thing? I'm fine.
Uh-huh.
and generally speaking, when there's problems, there are warnings.
Yes.
And we ignore those warnings.
Yes.
And that's a shame.
Mm-hmm.
You ought to take care of yourself and do all that stuff. But thanks for coming in. Come back sometime. Anytime I get a passionate anything, you want to talk about your garage sale, if you're passionate, I'll put you on. I mean, I
appreciate
want you. But you got great presence and really appreciate great meeting you again and good to see you. And I appreciate what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it. Thank
OSF you. Healthcare, Dr. Al Dadah, and the guy can help your heart. What the heck? Go see him.
OSFhealthcare.org.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. There's no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help you improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, get the whole store.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
Here's a look at local news. Illinois launching the next round of funding for Illinois Electric Vehicle Rebate Program. This round runs through January 31st. The program offers a $4,000 rebate for the purchase of an all-electric passenger vehicle or a $1,500 rebate for the purchase of an all-electric motorcycle. Open enrollment's underway for the Affordable Care Act health insurance marketplace. Illinois residents will have an additional month to enroll in a health plan through January 15. Department of Insurance says there's now 12 insured issuers offering ACA marketplace health plans in the state. One person hurt following a crash on I-55 in Macoupin County. State police say a semi rear-ending another on I-55 south of Staunton Road. One of the drivers sent to the hospital. Crews were called to the scene to clean up grain that spilled into the roadway. Police and fire spent hours at the scene trying to find out the cause of that accident. But again, the good news, there were relatively few injuries. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Here's what new customers are saying about Interstate Batteries.
It's nice to see capable and helpful associates. They did a top-notch job.
They were easy to talk to and explained everything.
Service was prompt and I was a walk-in. Total service time was only like 20 minutes. I highly recommend Interstate Batteries.
Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable. How much is dependable worth? Experience them for the first time at 2504 North Mattis. Way out there, but worth the drive. Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable.
Visit InterstateBatteries.com.
Fighting Illini football is back in Memorial Stadium for Dad's Day and Military Appreciation Day, Saturday, November 11th, as they take on the Indiana Hoosiers. Get tickets for as low as $20 as we celebrate dads for this proud Illinois tradition. All active military personnel are eligible to receive free tickets. Be in your seat early for a special military flyover. Illinois football versus Indiana, Saturday, November 11th. Get tickets and more info at FightingIllini.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Ann vicinity, pretty easy going. Early November weather pattern here over the course of the weekend. A little rain in the forecast from time to time, but lots of dry hours each day into the first half of next week. We'll get into some chillier air later next week, but that following week, approaching the mid-stretch of November, signs of the beginning of a bigger warm-up ahead with certainly this moderate to strong El Nino in control. Partly sunny for the day today. We'll tickle 60 in a couple of spots. Gusty south wind. Mostly cloudy tonight. A couple of sprinkles around out at 45. Tomorrow, partly sunny, lighter wind and a high up near 62. Don't forget the time change, 2 a.m. Tomorrow night, back to standard time Sunday. Highs up to about 60 or so on Sunday with a couple of sprinkles possible late in the day. A little rain in spots here for Monday, back in late Tuesday to Wednesday. Could linger into Thursday morning. High temperatures still into the 60s for Monday and Tuesday, near 60 on Wednesday, 50s Thursday, upper 40s, and some dry time scheduled for next Friday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm your Dolchess, Greg Soldier.
Happy to welcome Elizabeth Young, Champaign County Humane Society. It's furball time. That's coming up week from today.
Yes, wow. From today.
Oh, you just had furball.
You got your game face on. Yeah.
What is furball? What is it?
So furball is our annual fundraising gala. It's one of the biggest nights of the year for us. This year we are going to be at the iHotel in Illinois Conference Center on Friday, November 10th. And it's really just a great celebration of all of the pets that have been in our care in the last year, the way that our community supports us, and celebrating the year ahead.
Things changed during COVID. Everybody adopted everything. Then they gave them up after COVID. I didn't understand that. How can you ever give a dog up once you love that dog? You can't give it up. What's going on? Anyway, you're full again. Is that what you have a lot of pets that are available to adopt right now?
We were really at the top of our capacity earlier this year. We have placed so many animals with homes in the meantime, though. There are always more that need our help. And the great thing about adopting is that as soon as an animal's adopted, we have a space to accept a new animal in need. And, you know, we're just going to be on that track and that rotation for as long as we can be in our community.
Finding that forever home. Exactly. And it's not just doggies. You have a lot of furry friends.
Absolutely. Dogs, cats, critters. We are, you know, open to almost any companion animal. There are a couple that unfortunately we can't take care of, but like amphibians. But
amphibians. You know, yeah. Wow. And you probably have a story there. There's probably a something you
lizard or snake or something,
crocodile or something. You know.
Well, we do accept reptiles, so we're happy to take lizards, snakes, geckos.
Amphibians.
Yeah, they just amphibians and fish can be really hard to take care of. It's just a lot of
fish.
Yeah.
Wow. Labor. Okay.
So
when it comes to the new location, and that's kind of come out of the years of furball and the support. Let's talk about that move and where you're at. I haven't been over there yet, Elizabeth.
So can I now say it wasn't so good the other place? So now I can say that? Okay, now it's better.
Well, it is better. It's you've really been designed for our needs, which is so cool.
Great.
Having the opportunity to really address some of the pain points that we had in our own building. But that building, served us so well for so many
years.
Long
time.
And if you look at the growth of the shelter from the original Bonneville shelter that, launched in the 50s all the way through to the Urbana shelter and now our new location in Champaign, 4003 Kearns Drive.
Where is that?
4003 Kearns Drive.
Where is it? What's it near?
It's the biggest crossroads is Staley and Springfield.
Oh.
Yeah.
Heck,
so
that's not far from me. I gotta go see you.
Right.
Okay. Awesome. 4003 Kearns, K-E-A-R-N-S.
Absolutely.
Kearns Road. And you can go see the Champaign County Humane Society.
Please do.
Hard to go in, though, because I just take them all.
Good. Come
well,
see them.
And well. There is a process that, you know, sometimes you go into a room, you make sure it's a good fit.
Absolutely.
I know we had an experience with a basset hound that was jumping up on my daughter when she was young and knocked her over. So we, you know, we knew that wasn't a good fit. And I like that. And actually, the dog needs to be spayed or neutered and all this other vaccination stuff. Right, Elizabeth?
Yeah, absolutely. We make sure that animals are in good health immediately on intake. And, you know, if there is an animal that needs a little bit of extra love and care before they come up for adoption, we're really grateful to have a community that supports us and is able to help us take care of them that way.
All right. Mm-hmm. How can people get involved with Furball a week from tonight?
Ooh, one of the best and most fun ways that you can get involved in Furball this year is by joining our Golden Ticket Vacation Raffle. Mm. It's a 1 in 100 chance to win a vacation. Vacation will include flights, lodging, unique experiences in each of the locations. The winner will be able to pick between four really cool trips.
That's awesome.
Now, can you do some of this online or do you have to be present?
The vacation raffle you don't need to be present for, which is why it's one of the best ways to help. Mm-hmm. But it is available online. If you go to our website, cuhumane.org, right on the homepage, very first thing you'll see is the Furball invitation. Just click through and see what's available. We are also going to have a silent auction that is open to anybody with an internet connection anywhere in the
world.
Okay,
good.
Nice.
The goal is money.
Yeah, well, the goal is funding animals.
Money for funding animals.
Exactly. That's what,
I tried to get these guys who work for Credit of the Arts tickets, but they want money, so I can't do that with
Yeah,
them. But you need funding
really
to do what you
funding.
Do. There's a lot of expenses.
Although in the silent auction, we do have a gift card for, well, a gift certificate for two Credit tickets, any show of your choice.
There you go.
There you go, Steve.
That's what I'm looking for.
That's a Credit Center.
That's just an incredible facility. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth Young. Okay, your website again is?
cuhumane.org.
And the Furball is Friday, November 10th. Cocktails starting at 5:30 at the I Hotel and Conference Center. The new location, 4003 Kearns Drive in Champaign. If you need details like I just did, just click into cuhumane.org.
Doggies and cats and pets can help your health.
Yeah, come meet our guinea pigs. They're really cute.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Man. You have a very sweet voice.
Oh, thank you.
Nice to have you here. Uh-huh. Thank you. Elizabeth Young, Champaign County Humane Society, ESPN 93.5.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
Fleetwood Mac Rumors is coming to the Virginia Theater on November 15th.
Rumors of Fleetwood Mac, the world's finest tribute to Fleetwood Mac, returns to the stage at the Virginia Theater Wednesday, November 15th. Founding member Mick Fleetwood actually endorsed Rumors of Fleetwood Mac. Channeling the spirit of Fleetwood Mac, performing hits like Go Your Own Way and Dreams and Rhiannon.
Get your tickets now at thevirginia.org.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Bet like the pros with the world's largest sports book right at your fingertips. Circa Sports is now available in Illinois. Hi, I'm Derek Stevens. I've been a lifelong sports bettor, and I'm the owner of Circa Sports. We're excited that the Circa Sports app is now ready for action. Experience big app bets with high betting limits, tight money line splits, and more. Now you can download, fund, and bet like a pro from anywhere in Illinois. Download your new bookie today at circusports.com. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Yeah, enjoyed Brett Underwood. It was fun having him in. All right, sports headlines. Got football tomorrow. We're leaving today. Great Silver Bird in Sky leaves a little later for the Illinois football team up to Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm. 2:30 kickoff tomorrow. And again, great to hear Coach Brett Bielema earlier also. He's 9-0 with Minnesota.
Yeah, Wisconsin, and then a game last couple of years.
Right.
He's done well, but Minnesota's first in the West, so they've got a lot to play for. They're going to have a big crowd, and we got to just hang in there because one fired-up All-American will be joining us after halftime. His name is Johnny Newton because he's got to sit out that first half from that call I didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, if we can just be nice and close. The line is only 2.5. Minnesota's only 2.5-point favorite at home leading the West. That's how even I think the whole division is. Last year for that Western Conference, too. This is it.
And tomorrow for IHSA playoff action at 2 o'clock, Cesar Valle will host Salt Fork. DeCoin will be at Unity at 2. SJO and Roxana at 3. STM and their 8-man football has a game against Ridgewood. So all the best for those still in playoff contention. We'll have our Illinois and EIU game Monday the 6th. To start the season off at 7 o'clock. Don't forget that fan bus from Pia's. We also have Brooklyn in Chicago at 7 o'clock tonight in NBA action. New York's in Milwaukee and Cleveland is in Indianapolis to face the Pacers. That's Essentially Sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Looking for a place to host a corporate meeting, intimate gathering, or a large-scale celebration? If so, the University of Illinois' Alice Campbell Alumni Center offers the perfect space and staff to make your function a success. A few rooms offered at the center include the elegant ballroom, the Richmond Family Gallery, and the premier and professional executive boardroom. For more information on renting a space at the Alice Campbell Alumni Center, visit uiaa.org/alumni-center or call 1-800-355-2586. Go Illini!
From computer systems to brakes and tires too, at PDR, fixing cars is what they do. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 or use their dedicated text-only line at 383-0619. Additional information, including repair quotes and online scheduling requests, available from the website at pdrauto.com. Remember, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
Welcome to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Hi, I'm looking for a refrigerator.
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Oh, yeah, well, I just need a refrigerator. Don't need the whole store.
But you get it, the whole store.
My kitchen is only about this big.
You get me.
Hello.
All those delivery, installation, and service technicians in back.
Wow, all those people?
The Dick Van Dyke 5-10-year protection plan, which means in the unlikely event something goes wrong in the first 5 years, your repair cost is nothing.
Nothing?
10 years parts coverage on the major components.
Looks like I'm getting more than a refrigerator today. How much does this whole store cost?
Nothing.
Come on.
For real. We guarantee to beat any competitor's deal, all that other stuff we talked about, like our service tax.
And your 5-10-year protection plan.
All included.
I'm Dennis Freakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. And when we say you get the whole store, we mean the whole store. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Benham is Saturday. Not too shabby of a spell of weather for early November into the weekend. It'll be a bit windy for the day today with a partly sunny sky, but an afternoon temperature right around the 60-degree mark. South wind 15 to 25 miles per hour, but a good day's worth of drying and firming for outdoor work and harvest operations. Mostly cloudy for tonight. Couple sprinkles around. A low down to 45. Another dry day's worth of weather ahead for the day tomorrow. Partly sunny, lighter wind, and high to about 62. We'll level off into the 30s tomorrow night. Don't forget the time change here before you retire Saturday night. Back to standard time on Sunday. Partly sunny, couple sprinkles late in the day, and the high near 60 degrees. A little rain in the forecast here for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week. Could even linger into Thursday. No heavy amounts, though, and many dry hours each day. Mild at 66 on Monday. A Tuesday high at 62. Lower 60s again for Wednesday. Then we'll cool off for the end part of the week with highs in the 50s on Thursday. Upper 40s next Friday. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Layman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPGINS.com.
This is not Fleetwood Mac. It's the group that's going to the Virginia Theater that sounds like Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, that sounds like Stevie Nicks. Rumors of Fleetwood Mac is the world's finest tribute Fleetwood Mac band coming to the Virginia Theater on Wednesday, November 15th at 7:30. And even Mick Fleetwood himself has endorsed this band.
Yeah.
They've performed now over 950,000 times.
Hey, what now?
That's what it says.
Wait a minute.
Fans across the world have enjoyed.
They haven't done 950,000 shows. It's impossible.
It says Fleetwood Mac fans. Sorry.
Oh, thank you.
That's how many fans they performed in front of. That is a lot of
fun. I never took the Evelyn Wood reading course either.
So sorry. Right. TheVirginia.org to get your tickets for Wednesday, November 15th.
Although these people have been out, you know, thousands of times.
Has performed now over 950,000 Fleetwood Mac fans across the world.
All right, so that's Virginia.
That's right.
Virginia.org.
Actually, we have a couple of tickets we could hand out. If you're interested in a pair, you can text 217-359-2255 FM for Fleetwood Mac.
Have a great weekend.
Enjoy the weekend.
Diane Ducey, I'm Stevie J. Have a blessed weekend.
Bet like the pros with the world's largest sports book right at your fingertips. Circus Sports is now available in Illinois. Hi, I'm Derek Stevens. I've been a lifelong sports bettor, and I'm the owner of Circus Sports. We're excited that the Circus Sports app is now ready for action. Experience big app bets with high betting limits, tight money line splits, and more. Now you can download, fund, and bet like a pro from anywhere in Illinois. Download your new bookie today at circusports.com. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weaver's, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Here's your OSF Healthcare Medical Minute.
Hi, I'm JT Barnhart, the president of OSF Heart of Mary Medical Center. I want to start by just thanking our providers and our staff, our mission partners at the hospital for the great care that they take of our community in providing the services. One of the new offerings that we have coming up in the next couple of months, we've recruited an interventional pain provider who will be able to do some of those injections and procedures to help people who are struggling with long-term pain. In conjunction with that, we have an orthopedic spine surgeon that will work together with the interventional pain provider to really offer a robust spine pain service for the community of Champaign-Urbana and the surrounding areas. We have also brought in a brand new open heart surgeon. He is doing a really good job, really helping us expand our heart program to be a more regional heart institute at OSF in Urbana. And so want to just continue doing the great things that we're doing around our cardiac program to offer a great service for the community.
For more information, visit osfhealthcare.org.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
Fighting Illini football is back in Memorial Stadium for Dad's Day and Military Appreciation Day, Saturday, November 11th, as they take on the Indiana Hoosiers. Get tickets for as low as $20 as we celebrate dads for this proud Illinois tradition. All active military personnel are eligible to receive free tickets. Be in your seat early for a special military flyover. Illinois football versus Indiana, Saturday, November 11th. Get tickets and more info at fightingillini.com.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is not a one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is that we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champaign, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champaign. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com. Hi, it's Stevie J. So I took my mom into Audubon, owned by Jeff Hanley, who owns 13 locations around Central Illinois. She's had so much trouble hearing for so long. Audubon AUDIBEL, for hearing. And some of the new technologies, they've got AI now for some of these hearing aids, and they're virtually invisible. It's unbelievable, and it helped my mom. It helped her incredibly. We've been to other places. This is by far the best place I've ever been in for hearing help. Go to audibleteam.com. That's AUDIBEL. If you want more information about Audibel and how Jeff Hanley and his amazing culture and amazing team that they have, go to audibleteam.com. That's AUDIBEL, audibleteam.com. You'll be so happy you found Audibel. Amazing work. They got a location in Champaign. Go to audibleteam.com. That's audibleteam.com.